We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting 7 lines from the top. The first words on the line is the words Mechalalim. So yesterday, the Olam had a Shaila that, I just want to take care of that problem of yesterday. Yesterday, the Olam had a Shaila that when it came to the Mila of Moshe Rabbeinu's son, it says, Vatikach Tzepayra Tzar, and says that how could a lady do its Mila? A lady can't do Mila, how could you do Mila? So the Mara answers, she did it at the Shliach. So there's a kasha there that Lechara, who did the Mila at that time? Who did the Mila? Lechara, it can't be a Goy. A Goy can't do a Mila either. Going with my name, you have to be a Mol Yimol. So Maisa, it's a very good question. The Shag is Aryeh in Simon Mem test at the end of the Simon asks this question. And he tries to say different truths, and he says there must have been another Yisrael with them. That's his answer. But the time of the Krah, which is Rav Chaim Kievsky, answers like this. He says, the Rambam says that a Katan is kosher to do a Mila. And he wants to know, where's the Makar for that? How do you know a Katan could do a Mila? So he says, this is the Makar. Gershon was 3 years old, he says, at this time. That was the oldest son. Gershon and Elazar, the two sons of Moshe Rabbeinu. Gershon's the oldest son. And Gershon did the Mila. That's who did the Mila over here. And that's the answer to the question, who did the Mila? It was Gershon. So we have two answers. Either Gershon was another Yisrael. He has a tzad, maybe it was the Bnei Keturah. Also, I in the Shagas Aryeh. But those are the two Mahalchim to answer who exactly did the Mila. And now we are learning Daf Chav Ches around 7 lines from the top. The first word in the line is Mechalalin. Omar Rav Shemen Bar Abba Omar Rav Yechanan. Today's Daf will be a lot about medical stuff. It's like you have in Perek Misha Achazah in Gittin, you have it in Sechel Shabbos, a lot like this. A lot of different refuahs, which are not negaya today so much, those refuahs. Omar Rav Shemen Bar Abba Rav Yechanan. But now first I'm going to handle what's a sakana, what's called a sakana. That's going to be the first discussion. And at the end of the blot, also discuss what Yilan Mechal Shabbos for, very important blot as well, for Chilal Shabbos, which is not really Chilal Shabbos, which when it comes to Sakonis of Fashas, that's called Shmir Shabbos. Omar Rav Shemen Bar Abba Rav Yechanan. V'hai Ishisot Tzimirto. A fever is Kemaka Shechol Adam, Yimachal Amas Shabbos. We said any internal maka is considered dangerous, and that's because it's Sakonis of Fashas, Yimachal Shabbos. So Zok Rav Yechanan, that if it's a fever, so the halach is, a fever is like Makka Shechol Adam, Yilad Mechal Shabbos. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Chesiv Zayin, it says is Kadachas Cham B'Yosef. It means a very high fever. It doesn't mean a low grade fever, they can't Mechal Shabbos, but a high grade fever, you let a Mechal Shabbos, because that's a simon, that's a Makkah Shechol. Now, what is Mecha Makkah Shechol? Where exactly, where does it start, Makkah Shechol? What's called internal? Pirish Ravami Menasof of Lefnim. From the lips inside the body, that's considered Makkah Shechol. So now the Shaila is, Boy Rav Eliezer, Kachi Vashini Mai. What about teeth and the Kachi? What are Kachi? So Rashi's Kachi is gums. A gum disease or a toothache, is that considered Sakonis of Fashas or not? Because that's inside the body. Is that internal or not? Mai, given the Kushin, since it's hard, Kemaka the Broidom. It's considered like outside the body. Or Dilma, given the Gavoy, the mice is in the mouth. Now Rashi doesn't like the pshat, and Tosfos doesn't like the pshat that kachi means gums, because he says gums are not hard. So the Tosfos learns kachi is like the molars, like the teeth deep in the mouth. That's what it's like. The Tosfos says it's the shinayim gedolos, the big teeth. That's what he, and the other the shinayim are the other teeth. That's what Tosfos learns. What Rashi learns means the gums. The question is now, a toothache or a gum, if you're actually the gums or the molars, is that considered a makkah shechol and kemichal Shabbos or not? Oma abaya, let's try to bring a raya. Toshima, hachoshish v'shinov, someone who has a toothache, lo yigam behem is a chaymitz. He's not allowed to gargle chaymitz and spit it out. So you see, you can't do any medication on, but with chosh v'shinov. Now, dig it like this. Chosh the lot, hokav le'tuva, if it's hurting a lot, you, you could take this medicine. So you see, Kimichal Shabbos for something that hurts a lot. It's called Sakonis HaFashos. Dilma Tana, Hecha de Kavle Tuva, Chosh Tama Karle, even when it's hurting a lot, he calls it Choshish. Now, so what's the Raya? What will be the Raya? So it says, Rashi Ligam Shabbos, the Chol Rafua, Osru Chom Lasayis of Shabbos, Hecha de Leka Sakona, Shabbos Hamonim. So Rashi is learning up the Gemara correctly, like Kapshuta, rather. That's the way we learn the Gemara. The Gemara is masked like this, that you're not allowed to gargle chaymetz. How kavli to be allowed to gargle chaymetz? Now, must be Sekaris of Fashis, because if not, you wouldn't be able to gargle Chaimetz if it's not Sekaris of Fashis. So what's that in Rashi? You're only allowed to take medicine, you're only allowed to take Tylenol if you have Sekaris of Fashis. That's straight in Rashi. That's Rashi Shita. And we know that there's another Shita in the Rishonim, the other Shita in the Rishonim, that if someone's Choyle called Gufoy and he's Nafal Mishkov, then he's allowed to take medicine. He's not allowed to do a Deraisa, but taking medicine is only the Rabbana. Why not take medicine on Shabbos? Like Rashi says, because you might grind up the salmonim. It's only the Rabbana to take medicine. So the other one here, if the Choyle called Gufoy, they take medicine, right? They don't take medicine. So this is Gemara's Master, Daphne's Kamas of Fashis, he's allowed to take medicine. So to write to Rashi, how do the other Rishonim learn the Gemara? So there's two Mahalachim. I saw to learn the other Rishonim. The Ran, the Chiddush Ran asks this Kasha, and he answers that the reason why here you would not be able to take medicine, even if Choyle called Gufoy, it had to be Sakana, is because you have another Eitzah, you could swallow the Chaymetz. Since you could swallow the Chaymetz, and that doesn't look as much as a Refuah if you swallow it, so therefore, the only time it's mashmah here, you're allowed to gargle and spit it out, that would only be if it's a sakana. And to write it's a sakana. That's a chidush Ran pshat. The other pshat I saw is that it could be here, the Gemara held that a toothache does not chayel kol gufay, does not debilitate someone so much that it's incapacitated, and that's the reason why here you have to come out to sakana sefashas if you want to be able to take the medicine. Toshima, not a raya. Trying to make a raya is the internal, in your mouth, that called internal sickness that you can mechal Shabbos. Toshima, Rabbi Yechon, Choshev, Tzav, Dina. Rabbi Yechon had this gums sickness in the mouth. And also, Gabed, Matronisa. He went to a certain Matronisa, a certain lady who was a doctor of the, she was a goy. Even though we learned you can't go misrap by a goy, you have to see pshat. So he went to this goy. Of the Chamsha, so this guy did refuah for him on Thursday, Umalei Shabbos, and on Friday. Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon asked the Matronista, says, you know, tomorrow is Shabbos, and I'm not going to make it to you because I give a shir the whole day. Amalei Lamachar is Shabbos, my, what am I going to do? Amalei Lo Tzriches, you won't need it. So he's Tzrichina my, so Rabbi Yechon said, let's say my teeth are struggling tomorrow, what should I do? I'm still sick tomorrow, what should I do? We'll see. It was a bleeding thing. My Omrosh Dabali the Loy Megalis. Okay, I'll tell you the refuah, but swear to me, you're not gonna reveal this refuah to anyone. Shtabala lalaha the Yisrael. He made a shua lalaka the Yisrael ta Hakadosh Baruch Hu lemegalina that I won't be megalit. And Lamaisa, she told him the refuah. The next day, he gets up and share. Before he starts share, he says, by the way, Chevra, I want to tell you a refuah that could be used for Tzapadina anytime you want. Galilei, the lady told her, Lamacha, the next day, Nafak Darsha Pipirka. He went before his drasha, he announced it to his whole Olam. He told his whole Olam this refuah. So, Freit Yimar, Vashtabala. He made a shua. He's not going to reveal this secret refuah. Look at the shua. The shua was lelakod Yisrael lebegalina. I'm not going to be megalit Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avla ame Yisrael megalina. I will tell it to Klal Yisrael. Freit the Gemara. Veika chil Hashem. The chayr it's a chil Hashem. He said and made a shua. He's not going to reveal it. And the ma'aseh revealed it. So the Galilei mikara. He told her before. After she revealed it, he said, "By the way, I got you because I only made a shua that I'm not going to reveal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but I am going to reveal it to Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's not considered a chil Hashem." And the Yishalmi has a machlokes what exactly this matrisa did after finding out that the secret was revealed. One mandiyama says that she killed herself because she lost the whole panasa. The other mandiyama says that she became a gyaris because she saw how the Yidden are so loyal to each other. And they find something out, they tell it to everyone in order to know what the refuah is. But in any case, what do you see from the story? That he was going to use the medicine on Shabbos. All this is a tooth ailment. So what do you see? So you see from here, the Alma Kamakash Chol Dama. Dami, you see that's a Makash Chol because he was going to do the refuah on Shabbos. Amarachim Yitzchak, no. Shani Tzapadina, Hoel Maschel Pev, Goyim Menemayim. This sickness starts in the mouth, but it spreads to the stomach, and therefore, it's definitely considered a Makash Chol. My Simoni, what are the symptoms of this sickness called Tzapadina? Zachtimah, Ram Midi Be Kachi, you put something into your mouth, by your gums, a Maisi Don Be Dori, and blood comes out of your teeth. My hava, how do you get such a sickness? Mekri rekri the chiti, use very cold chitim or mechimim rinasari or very warm barley breads. These cause this sickness. Mishuri kosta harsana, and from leftover in the case of harsana, which is a fish that you took out the oils and you mixed it with kemach, that type of dish, and that the rest of the what's left in the kais, that could cause this. My avdalei, what was the refuah that this lady did? On achabrei de rava, meisa'ar, which is yeast juice, v'shemen, and shemen zayis, and olive oil, umelach, and salt. That was the potion that they used for the refuah. My ravashi, I know something else, mishcha da'avza, oil from a fat hen, begat v'da'avza, and you put it on, you applied it with a feather from an avza, from a duck. On my abaya, I know I have the cool, it's I used all these remedies and did not work. I did not get healed. Adam lihu taya, until a certain Arab told me, Isik ashisha chazesa, bring a pit from an olive, the limolu tilsa, that didn't grow yet a third, this olive was a young, immature olive, vikalinu amara charata, and burn it on this brand new hoe, vidovik beididari, and attach it to the rows of teeth. I did this and I was healed. Rav Yechon hechi afrik marakasho. How could Rav Yechon go to this matzah bisu as a goy? Rav Yechon hechi awad hachi vam rabba rachanam. Rav Yechon on kol makas shachalam as a Shabbos. Ein misrap mem. Rav Yechon said, any makas that's the current of fashas, you cannot go to a goy because he's scared he's going to get killed by the goy. And here it was the current of fashas because you see that he did it on Shabbos. Shachtu gemara, odom choshuv shiny. That here, he's the odom choshuv. And therefore, they're not going to kill him. And therefore, he could go to the Matzah Nisa. Agav, in this sugya, we again bring a raya that it must be that your mouth is mechalal on Shabbos because you took the medicine. Here, you have the same kasha before. How is medicine chalal Shabbos? So before we said it runs teretz, that because by chaymitz, you had not a etza. But here was the other etza. Here you don't have that same teretz at Ran. You have to say the teretz of the other teretz that we said, of Peter Rajba, that it wasn't debilitating the whole guf. That's why it's a right, it's a common sephoshes. Agav, I just want to speak out of Kasha. If anyone thought of a Kasha while we're learning, they'll feed it 2, 2, 3, 7, 4. You have to, again, the sugi is mashma. The posh pshah and the sugi learning tomorrow sounds like Rashi. That you cannot take medicine unless you're in Sakana sephoshes. Huh?
What Abaye did was Chilosh.
Which Abaye now?
If you would have done on Shabbos.
Which one? No, you can make it before Shabbos. You can make it before Shabbos. You can do it before Shabbos. You can make the medicine before Shabbos. Meisar of Hashem and Zayis Melech put in the mouth. That was Rav Yechon did it, first of all. That was Rav Yechon did it. Omar Rashi said, Mishcha Davza, Avza, both things you can do before Shabbos. Abaya could be also, but we're not talking about Abaya now. We're talking about Rav Yechon. You're right. Okay. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about Rav Yechon's Meisar and Shemen and Melech. Nothing there was in Chil Shabbos. Back to Gemara. My question is, how could Rav Yechon go to the guy to get Misrape? And my Odom Choshev Shani, he's Choshev, he's not going to get killed. Very much Rav Avod, Odom Choshev Hava. I, Rav Avod, who's Odom Choshev, V'romale Yaakov Minos, and he hired Yaakov the Min, the Apikiris, to do Rafu of him. And he put Same, Romale Yaakov Minos, Sama, Ashake, Viloi, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, L'chul Ashake, Paskul Ashake. He had an ailment, I guess, on his foot, and he went to Yaakov Mino, and they put on his foot this medicine, and the medicine would have killed him, would at least severed his foot. And so you see that even Odom Choshev, they try to kill. So he wants to have to say new tarots. The Mar says, no, they're Be'echon on Reifim Mumcha Ava. This Reif was Reifim Mumcha, and she didn't want to ruin her reputation. Reif Dimar, they're Vonami Reifim Mumcha Ava. And still, the Yaakov Min tried to kill him. Shana Ravo, the Mukbi Bey, Benemar Shayu, Thomas Navshim, Plishtim, Echanam. It was worth it for that doctor to lose his reputation in order to kill Ravo. It was worth it for him. Thomas Navshim was mean, he'll go down with them. It was worth it for him. Now, the other problem is bothered by a question. It says over here that Ravo went to see Yaakov Mino. We had in the Gemara before that you're not allowed to go to a Min for a doctor because it says, Shani Minus the Moshcha, because the Minus is the worst. They're going to associate it with Avodah Zarah, so you can't. So Tosfos says on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis asks Kasha, and he says a big issue. The Teretz is only time you can go to a min is only Yesh Leimer the Af Beminim Lo Asur Ela Berefuah Shemaske Boshem Avodah Zchavim VaOmer Shavodah Zchavim Ma'elas Tekach of Havad the Asur Lam Shuchi VaAsur. But here you're putting on some kind of cream or something. There it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. There is no problem even from the min, unless it's a problem of Ritzicha, like we have over here, and then you have to come on to Teretz, either Adam Chashuv, and that didn't work, that Mara's Teretz didn't work, and Mara came out, right for Mumcha, but by that min, it was, he was willing to go down with the, with it, yeah. Omar Shmuel, Hai Pedata Sakantahi. Pedata means, anytime there's a poke or a cut from a sword, it's Sakanti. Umechal Mas Shabbos. And you can Mechal Shabbos. Like we had before, Betzem, on top of the Omer, we learned yesterday, Makash Agabi Gyad is a Shiloh, that's called Makah Cholol or not, if that's called Mechal Shabbos. And now we say the Mice is Mechal Shabbos. But the top, second to top time spoke out, Pirish Hanu Choyli Sha'ol Shama'ilov. It was a lesion that happened by itself. Shaloy de Makas Chereva. Makas Chereva Aminam Bechol Mokoim de Mechal Shabbos. Anywhere you get a makas cherev, someone gets hit by a sword, anywhere in the body, that is dangerous. Maya suso lemivsak dama. How do you stop the blood from a cut from a sword? Tachli bechala. Use cress seeds in chala, which is vinegar. La asuke, that's how you stop the blood. Now, after you stop the blood, you want to try to heal it. How do you heal the cut? La asuke is, you take a band-aid, it's a bandage, made out of garda the avlov, a garda asano, either from scrapings and shavings from this tree called a divla, or from a snap, sometimes a thorn bush. Or you nikra makilasa, or you use a certain worm to make a bandage out of that. Loshana makilasa means the chickens, they menaker in the garbage, these worms, from that you make this tachbaishas, you make this bandage, and that is how you heal this wound. Omra safrai invasa, this like pimple, parvanka, it's like a pimple that's shaped like it's like a boil, a pimple that's shaped like a grape. Hai invasa parvanka the malach of the mavsihi. It's the shliach of the malach hamavas. It's dangerous. Maya susa, how do you heal this? Tinga b'dufsha. The way you heal this is an asev that's called tinga, it's something called roux, and you grind it up together with honey, that's one etza, and you sprinkle it on it. Or karpasa b'taila, or celery with taila. Taila is very strong wine. Ad hachi v'achi, until you find that remedy, until you find that you have to go find celery and get wine, old wine, until that, in order to alleviate the pain, leis invisa basmina, take a grape the same size as that boil, v'nigdar aleh, and rub it on it. Chiyur l'chiyur, say a white grape for a white pimple, and a black grape for the black abscess over here. Amar Rava, hai simta. Simta also is a type of boil. The one can be called the abscess, one's a boil, a different type of pimple, sometimes immersas. Amar Rava, hai simta parvanka da shasi. It's a parvanka of the sickness called a shasi. Maya susa, what is the eitzah for this? L'machya shisim is ketuli. You should snap at it 60 times. It could be, it's like a flick. You flick it 60 times with your nail. And then afterwards, v'l'kraya shesvei, you cut it open, and that's how it gets healed. Halmi l'chavareshi, it's only if it didn't get white the top of his pimple. V'chavareshi, if the pimple got white on top, less lapa, it's not dangerous anymore, it's already starting to heal.